Entergy said it will close the Fitzpatrick nuclear power plant because it wasn't economically viable. Governor Andrew Cuomo has scolded the company for that, saying there's much more to a company than its bottom line. As uncertainty about the plant's future grows, WRVO's Payne Horning reports on a new campaign to save Fitzpatrick that puts a face on the issue.
This is a community of 19,000 people. You're going to eliminate 600 jobs. You can imagine the impact that has on a small community like this. It'll affect my business because it affects the people I live and work with.
This poignant video is part of a multimedia campaign launched by Oswego's Industrial Development Agency, which works on economic development in the region. Its new website and advertisements contain photos of workers and business owners who will be impacted by the closure of Fitzpatrick.
The level of urgency has escalated.
IDA Director Michael Treadwell says the campaign is targeting New York lawmakers, urging a solution for struggling nuclear power plants. But its chief goal is to find any way possible to keep Fitzpatrick open.
We're the energy capital of the state of New York. We don't want to lose that title. We want to see this county grow.
Treadwell says state officials should pass a bill that allows nuclear plants, like solar and other renewable energy producers, to get tax credits that lower their production costs. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.